what surprised me was how welcoming and warm to the idea the Italian leadership was. And they were very constructive in suggesting what appropriate next steps were and that they would help facilitate the conversations because they could see the value in it. They discussed what they felt were the expectations of manufacturers back home in making a proposition like this one come to fruition. And we started touching on things like government incentives. And I'm not prepared now to discuss that, but one of the reasons I wanted the governor's office, I've included the governor's office of economic development and international trade in this conversation, is for the toolkit that would help equip us to address those kind of things that are perhaps outside of our purview.
Some kind of financial incentive?
If it comes to that, and I'm not saying that's right or even appropriate for Aspen. As this conversation expands, I've talked about the idea of regionalism. And while I'd like to have established brands or fledgling entrepreneurs as part of our downtown economic mix, our success can become the Valley success or perhaps all state of Colorado success, which is part of this next steps because I'll have to work on the collaborative relationships with leadership there.
What now comes next?
Well, generally, I've been testing a concept and finding out what's possible. So what comes next is getting more specific. One objective is transforming Aspen into this home for summer and winter research, developments, engineering, and training and education for these established brands and fledgling entrepreneurs in the uphill industry. So I'm in the process now, along with staff, of figuring out how to make that happen. What I think we're leading towards is this two-pronged effort, one with the manufacturers, determining what is appropriate to attract these companies, if that is going to happen. And secondly, there's another component about the overall awareness about the uphill opportunity and the tourist economy that will follow. This is gigantic in Europe. It just hasn't happened here yet. So it would involve capturing and developing the market.
How do you assess how many jobs this could bring?
You mentioned that in terms of quantity. It may be more valuable or appropriate to discuss it in terms of quality. Manufacturing is not going to happen in Aspen, and I would never expect that to be the case. But perhaps engineering or design can happen. There could be a handful of the kind of work that perhaps those of us who came and started in the service industry, you know, with academic backgrounds beyond that, could aspire to.
Would you have to nail that down before thinking about economic incentives? I'm sure there'd have to be a lot of hard numbers there.
Yeah, that's exactly the conversations I need to have in my next series of meetings at the state level.
So my colleague Marcy Krivenin was skinning up Tyhack recently, and a woman next door who's also skinning up was grouchy. She felt that championing uphilling here in Aspen was prompting too many people to be skinning uphill.
I have not heard that. But I'm sensitive to the sentiment because I've changed my uphilling patterns. One thing I loved was the solitude of it in the morning. And now that more people are skinning up, I find I'm going even earlier in the morning or taking alternative routes. So I understand the sentiment. I'm not pushing people to skin uphill. It's about the preservation of our local culture, and it's the balance of our downtown economic mix. I'm appreciative of anybody who makes an investment in our community. I'm just suggesting that as we become essentially an exclusive high-end shopping mall, could our marketing mix be enhanced if some of those local companies were represented by those in this industry?
Well, Mayor Skadron, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.